The success of the MTV reality series The Osbournes earlier this year was so unexpected and so substantial that almost every network is desperate for an Osbournes-type show of its own. TV critic David Bianculli says they have no idea how to duplicate that series, but that won't stop them from trying.
It's been 2 days since the premiere of the Anna Nicole show on the E! Cable channel, and I still haven't gotten over the experience. Watching it, it turns out, is like being sprayed by a skunk. No matter what you do, the stink stays with you for days. It's not the only smelly show on TV these days, either. Even NBC, a once proud network that still offers such excellent shows as The West Wing and Friends, has turned itself into a carnival midway this summer. Meet My Folks, an ultra-tacky dating competition in which parents pimp out their daughters to three drooling competing bachelors, has joined the same network's equally repugnant Fear Factor and Spy TV. The real smell in the air, though, is desperation. The whole thing is about money and pleasing advertisers. On commercial TV, it always has been and always will be. But the equation is different now. When there were only three or four broadcast networks, even the losers had a big enough piece of the pie to make oodles of profit, and dramas and comedies were cheap enough to produce to keep cranking them out. As long as the networks delivered so many viewers to the advertisers, everybody was happy. But now two different forces have upset the status quo. Advertisers now care so much about demographics and reaching younger viewers that they won't pay as much for shows with only mass appeal. And with successful dramas and comedies costing so much to produce, networks are clearing hour after hour of prime time for shows that cost less to make. No matter how much money was given away on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, that show still costs nothing compared to ER. It's no wonder ABC ran Millionaire into the ground. It was runaway greed, pure and simple. And runaway greed is exactly what is driving these copycat Osbournes shows and all these Survivor clones. The Osbournes worked for the same reason the first Survivor did. There was nothing like it on TV, it felt fresh and unpredictable, and it was fun to watch. So many young people watch the Osbournes each week that few other programs, on cable or broadcast TV, could match it. And it was cheaper to make an entire season of the Osbournes than one episode of, say, The Drew Carey Show. But what happens if a network executive cares only about getting young viewers to watch and doing it as cheaply as possible? What happens is Fear Factor and Meet My Folks. And what happens most of all is The Anna Nicole Show. Here's a show in which the central focus, Anna Nicole Smith, is a woman famous for being famous. A former stripper who married a very old billionaire, became a Playboy playmate, and continues to contest his will, hoping to inherit a settlement of more than $80 million. In the meantime, she's surrounded by an assistant, a poodle, a camera-shy son, good for him, and a personal attorney who not only advised her to do this show, but who appears as a co-star. He's the kind of guy who gives lawyers a bad name. The Anna Nicole Show isn't laughing with her, it's laughing at her. She's photographed in the most unflattering clothing and positions and situations, all of which may be unavoidable. Half the time, her voice is so slurred it almost needs subtitles, and she admits to being steadily medicated. Even looking for a house to rent, as she does in the premiere episode, becomes a Fellini-esque experience, but without the artistry. Instead, we have a dog named Sugar Pie who's afraid of the backyard view of one house in the hills. And Anna's female personal assistant, trying to translate her employer's actions and desires into English. And a climb into the car with such an entourage of hangers-on, puppies, and cameramen that Anna's lawyer repeats a curious remark from some neighborhood kids, all packaged by E into a mind-numbing TV sequence.
Oh, there's no pool. Whoa, Sugar Pie.
Sugar Pie, stay.
This is kind of scary for Sugar Pie.
The thing with Anna is she knows what she likes. And if she doesn't like something, she's going to tell you. This is not it. She's not going to settle for a house, move into a house that she's not happy with.
Not this one.
You have a nice view.
This one's too small. You want me to drive?
Why don't you sit the other side and I teach you how to drive?
No, show me. I have to learn.
Hey, some kids just pulled up and asked if this was a porno.
Yeah, I'm doing a porno movie. And I've got, let me see. I'm doing two girls and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. I'm doing a porno with seven guys and two girls and a dog.
Oh, that's
fun. Fun porno. Woo!
Anna, Anna, fabulous Anna, Anna Nicole, you're so outrageous.
The way this show is packaged, Anna Nicole Smith isn't outrageous. She's pathetic. And so is this bottom-of-the-barrel piece of TV trash, no matter how many young eyeballs it brings to the tube. The Anna Nicole Show doesn't need viewers. It needs an intervention.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.